A good example is Canary Wharf, where we have all the bankers who've had such a big impact on our economy, we can't go down there and take photographs of their buildings. Similarly here, as I said, the seat of London democracy, you can't take photographs of it without prior arrangement. This also is connected in with Section 47A, which is the new section that's been brought in to introduce to stop terrorism and perhaps harass photographers. Now, we don't know yet if that's going to be the case, but I think we should be aware of it. So thanks all for coming today. Also, I'd like to draw your attention to something called the London Street Photography Festival, which is taking place in July, and that's going to highlight many of these issues that we've experienced today. So thanks all for coming, and really, the point is about these security guards that challenge you, they don't have any authority to do so if you're in a public place. But the issue we've got is that more as a public place are becoming privately managed. Jess Hurd, who's part of FNAT as well, has drafted a letter which we're going to deliver to the Mayor about this very issue, because we don't really see the reason why you can't take photographs in the public place. It is small type. Dear Mr. Johnson, today is World Press Freedom Day. Photographers from all over the city have come to City Hall to express their frustration at the behaviour of private security guards. The event has been organised by the campaign group I'm a Photographer, Not a Terrorist, which was set up to fight unnecessary and draconian restrictions against individuals taking photographs in public spaces. FNAT is concerned about the role of private security guards in the prevention of terrorism. Their role has been promoted by police, with the result that many privately employed guards are illegally preventing citizens from taking any photographs at all. Areas designated as public realm are often privately managed spaces that are subject to rules laid down by the private management companies. Most insidious of these is the outright banning of photography and some of our most widely enjoyed public spaces, such as Canary Wharf and the Thames Walk between Tower Bridge and City Hall. We're bringing this issue to the attention of the general public to highlight the creeping restrictions to press freedom and the right of citizen to photograph in a public place. Yours sincerely, Combined Photographers of FNAT.
Can you hold the letter?
Yes.